We actually are on a series of 3 sailing voyages over 3 years, and we're calling the whole project Sea Change. And we've been taking young adults on sailing trips for several years now, but this trip is special. What we want to do is hit every port on Lake Superior over the 3 years. And we are not only doing a fun, high-adventure voyage, but we're also going to be delivering a special message. We're trying to really get people talking about climate change, and especially knowing and understanding how climate change is affecting them right now, and how we can respond, what we can be doing, maybe that we're not doing yet, in order to really rewrite the story so that we can mitigate the effects of climate change. We have 3 young adults sailing with us. They are from students from Northland College, and they each have some kind of special interest in what we're doing. They already are studying Lake Superior, or they are studying sustainable living in some way. So they are particularly apt to be with us, and also they're very enthusiastic. Well, we really believe that climate change is the issue of our time. And we have done a lot of sailing, both on Lake Superior, the Great Lakes, and around the Atlantic. And the more we sail, the more we see that climate change is having a huge effect on so many aspects of our lives, but that we also have some control over how much it continues to do so. So for us, it's just really become a very pressing issue. And we learned fast that climate change is very overwhelming, and it can stop people in their tracks. It's just so overwhelming that what can you do about it? So we really want our message to be one of hope and also action. And we're really finding that when people have their time to be overwhelmed and maybe to grieve a little bit and to really understand and connect the dots between what they're seeing in the extreme events, weather events, and what they're seeing with their gardens and what they're seeing in the woods, what they're seeing as far as the lake, then they have a chance to just care about it enough to really try to make a difference. What we really want to do is show people the facts and the numbers and the data, which we get from the University of Minnesota's Large Lakes Observatory, which is an internationally known science tank. And so we've been really lucky to have really good information. We want to share that information. And we also have some information about what to be done and what is already happening in our country and around the world. And we really want people to feel like it's time to get on board. It's time to do something. There's, you know, really 3 levels of change. There's personal change, there's community change, and there's political change. And we work on all 3 levels. We find most people are working on many levels. What we really want people to get on board with is changing our laws to make our, because we're a market system in this country, and we need our laws to reflect our values. We need there to be a price on carbon. So we're telling people how to bring about the political will for that. There's amazing organizations out there for that, as well as all the personal shifts in lifestyle and the community changes that will support that shift.
WTIP's Environmental Stewardship Series is funded in part by the Wharton and Family Fund and the Global Awareness Fund of the Duluth Superior Area Community Foundation.